look together at your word to realize what a great and sovereign God you are, and what it really means to say that you are in charge. Help us to trust you, that you are not only sovereign, but you're also wise and you're also loving, and that you care about your children, and your goal is to bring us in conformity with the person of your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we just pray that you would help us to grow in the grace and knowledge of our Savior Jesus Christ, and help us to trust you no matter what happens in our lives or the world around us. For it's in Christ's name we pray. Amen. In James chapter 4, verses 13 to 15, we read these words. Now listen, you who say, today or tomorrow, we will go to this or that city, spend a year there, carry on business, and make money. Why, you do not even know what will happen tomorrow. What is your life? You are a mist that appears for a little while and then vanishes. Instead, you ought to say, if it is the Lord's will, we will live and do this or that. A.W. Pink, one of my favorite authors, although he is a little deep at times, in talking about the sovereignty of God, says this: the sovereignty of the God of Scripture is absolute, irresistible, and infinite. When we say that God is sovereign, we affirm his right to govern the universe, which he has made for his own glory, just as he pleases. We affirm that his right is the right of the potter over the clay, i.e. that he may mold that clay into whatsoever form he chooses, fashioning out of the same lump one vessel unto honor and another unto dishonor. We affirm that he is under no rule or law outside of his own will, and that nature, and that God is a law unto himself, and that he is under no obligation to give an account of his matters to anyone. As you know, we've been reading together now, actually this is the third week, the book by Jerry Bridges, Trusting God Even When It Hurts. Today, after this service, as you know, we're going to be looking at chapter 3 of this book. And what I'm going to be doing today is kind of setting the scene for our book study, which will take place after the potluck this afternoon. So I'm going to basically be preaching the chapter to you. A part of this is I just want to set the scene and kind of give you some things to think about as we go into this. And the other part of this, the other reason I do it is because I know that not everybody, for one reason or another, either chooses to or are able to come to the book study. So you're going to get the book study whether you come to the potluck or not. I just think that these books by Jerry Bridges are so good, it's hard to resist not giving you a more comprehensive presentation of them. In 1902, there was a young English boy who came to breakfast to find his father reading the newspaper, which carried the news of preparations for the first